In a world where superheroes dominate our screens and fantasy novels fill our bookshelves, we often forget that our modern obsession with extraordinary beings has ancient roots. Greek mythology doesn't just tell stories, it reveals how humans have always used narrative to make sense of existence. These tales weren't mere entertainment, but early attempts to understand natural phenomena, explore moral dilemmas, and contemplate humanity's place in the cosmos. While scientific explanations have replaced mythological ones, these stories continue to resonate because they capture timeless truths about human nature. The jealousy of Hera, the wisdom of Athena, the cunning of Odysseus, these characters embody aspects of ourselves that we still recognize thousands of years later. Through mythology, the Greeks created a mirror reflecting both our highest aspirations and darkest impulses. Greek mythology revolutionized religion by creating deities that were strikingly human, unlike the animal-headed gods of Egypt and Mesopotamia. This transformation placed mankind at the center of the universe. The Greeks imagined gods with human appearances, emotions, and failings. Zeus, though supreme ruler wielding the thunderbolt, could be deceived by his wife Hera. Despite his affairs, he maintained grandeur as the storm cloud god who demanded integrity. Father Zeus never helps liars or those who break their oaths. This humanization made the universe rational and familiar. Greeks could laugh at their gods while still worshiping them. Magic was minimal, priests played minor roles, and fantastic stories occurred in realistic settings: Hercules in Thebes, Pegasus in Corinth. Greek mythology's achievement was transforming terror into beauty, where gods appeared as lovely youths and maidens in harmony with nature. Zeus evolved from a simple rain god to a divine protector of justice, a conceptual leap that influenced Western thought for millennia. Unlike the capricious Olympians, Demeter, goddess of the corn, and Dionysus, god of wine, were mankind's true friends. These deities represented humanity's basic sustenance and were worshipped through everyday acts. Demeter's story elegantly explains the seasons. When her daughter Persephone was abducted by Hades, Demeter's grief turned Earth barren. A compromise allowing Persephone to divide her time between her mother and the underworld explains winter's annual return. Dionysus also knew suffering. When establishing his worship in Thebes, King Pentheus imprisoned him. After escaping, Dionysus drove the women of Thebes mad, including Pentheus' mother, who tore her son apart, revealing his dual nature as both benefactor and destroyer. What distinguishes these earth deities is their connection to human suffering. Unlike the carefree Olympians, they experienced profound pain tied to the seasonal cycle. Through their resurrection stories, they became centers of belief in immortality, foreshadowing later religious concepts of death and rebirth that influenced Western spiritual thought. Greek mythologies celebrated heroes who, unlike gods, remained mortal, making their courage remarkable. Their stories revealed Greek values: intelligence, strength, and determination against impossible odds. Theseus, the Athenian hero, chose the dangerous land route to Athens, defeating bandits using their own methods. In Athens, he volunteered to face the Minotaur in Crete's labyrinth. With Ariadne's thread, he killed the monster and later established Athens as a democracy. Hercules embodied tremendous physical strength and self-confidence, considering himself equal to gods. Though physically invincible, he lacked emotional control. His greatness came from accepting responsibility for his actions, performing 12 labors as penance for killing his family during a madness sent by Hera. These hero stories continue influencing modern narratives. From Superman to Luke Skywalker, contemporary heroes still embody the Greek ideal of extraordinary individuals rising above limitations to achieve the impossible, revealing our enduring fascination with human potential at its limits. Greek mythology portrays love as a transformative force that can elevate mortals to divine heights or destroy them utterly, the most sublime and dangerous of human experiences. In the tale of Cupid and Psyche, Venus orders Cupid to make beautiful Psyche fall for something vile. Instead, he falls for her, visiting her only at night and forbidding her to see him. When curiosity leads Psyche to view his divine form, Cupid flees, declaring, "Love cannot live where there is no trust." After completing Venus's impossible tasks, Psyche reunites with Cupid and gains immortality, love and soul joined eternally. Orpheus demonstrates love's power over death when his music charms the underworld rulers after his wife Eurydice dies. They permit her return on one condition: he must not look back until reaching the surface. Near freedom, doubt causes him to turn too soon, losing her forever. Pygmalion's story shows love's creative force when his perfect statue comes to life through Venus's blessing, devotion transforming art into reality. These tales explore timeless questions about knowing those we love, the consequences of doubt, and whether love can transcend death. The Greeks recognized love not as mere emotion, but as a force revealing our highest potential and deepest vulnerabilities. The Greeks understood that excessive pride, hubris, inevitably led to destruction. Their mythology serves as cautionary tales about those who overreached their mortal limitations or challenged the gods. The House of Atreus demonstrates how hubris creates intergenerational violence. Tantalus served his son to the gods, beginning a curse that continued through generations. Agamemnon sacrificed his daughter for favorable winds to Troy, only to be murdered by his wife upon return. Their son, Orestes, faced an impossible choice between avenging his father by killing his mother or betraying filial duty, a cycle broken only through divine intervention. Oedipus embodies the quintessential tragic figure. Despite trying to avoid the prophecy that he would kill his father and marry his mother, his efforts fulfilled it. When the truth emerged, Jocasta took her life, and Oedipus blinded himself. These tales resonate because they reveal how human greatness often contains the seeds of its own destruction, reminding us that wisdom includes recognizing our limitations. Greek mythology provided a framework for understanding human experience, addressing fundamental questions about our nature and purpose. These stories highlight timeless struggles between desire and responsibility, meaning and chaos, and our confrontation with mortality. The enduring power of myths lies in their psychological truth. They acknowledge our contradictory impulses, our capacity for both heroism and rage, love and jealousy. Characters like Achilles, choosing glory over obscurity, or Odysseus, whose cleverness helped him survive while pride nearly destroyed him, reflect our complex motivations. These ancient stories show that wisdom emerges through suffering. Prometheus endured punishment for giving humanity knowledge. Demeter's grief brought winter, and Oedipus gained terrible self-knowledge through downfall. Mythology teaches us to embrace rather than transcend our humanity. The Greeks recognized that mortal limitations give life meaning. Heroes were admired not for perfection, but for achieving greatness despite their flaws. In our technological age, these ancient stories remind us that our humanity, with all its messiness and imperfection, remains our greatest strength. The myths reveal that courage facing mortality, love despite inevitable loss, and beauty amid suffering represent the highest expression of being human.